This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport, powered by fans.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Always Wolves Fan TV. I'm here with my good friend from Forest Fan TV, secret Wolves fan, as you can tell by his name.
Shut up.
We all know it, mate. Every time we know that you
have no interest in your team or anything like that, right? Don't you be tagging Wolfie to... Well, I see where you're
going.
That's
why you call yourself Wolfie. We all know, mate. It's, you know, you can... We know.
But, you know, a lot of people ask me, why do you call yourself Wolfie? I'm like, it's the most boring story ever. So,
well, before we get started then, let's hear the story, because I'm sure,
mate, it's not exciting. It was like, ever since I was a kid and got my first Xbox, my name was Wolverine. I like had the original Wolverine name on my Xbox, and that was it. It just stuck with me since I was a kid, and then my lot can't be bothered to say Wolverine anymore, so they just say Wolfie, and Wolfie's just stuck, and it's like...
We're going to see you like in a Wolves like mascot outfit at one of the games soon.
No, could you imagine all the haters if they could find me in some kind of Wolves kit from like 2004 or something? Oh, they would love that, man.
you know what Wolves mascot's called, don't you?
No, what?
And there it is, that's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van, unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app, and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via the app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And the Wolfie.
Wolfie, yeah. Wolves mascot is called Wolfie. And if you've got out that he's a Forest fan.
You know, Forest fan.
Can you imagine? Anyway, mate, we have good banter. You know, we've got to know each other quite well over the last 2 or 3 years. You know, you've got a beaming smile on your face. You must be really excited about the how the season's gone.
No. I've just got a smile because I get to chat to my mate Dave. That's it. Honestly, end the damn season, man. I've had enough, man. You know what, Dave? I got a bone to pick with you, right? We spoke when Nuno came in, and you sold me this Pep Guardiola second coming, right? And this would happen, and that would happen, and we'd beat Man U and Arsenal, and Liverpool and Forest would win the league this year, and all this stuff, right? And I was sitting there level on points of crappy Luton, man. So you got a lot to answer for. By the way, I'm not against Nuno. I'm just saying.
Mate,
you went to Pep levels with it.
You can only work with the tools that you've got to work with. To be honest, you had a bit of a new manager bounce. Then you've been on a bit of a bad run. I think you got, but you've still been fighting most games from when the stuff I've seen, haven't you?
Well, we're in the same boat as you. We're VAR brothers here, Dave, right? Because we are getting shafted left, right, and center by the corrupt PG. I call him PGLOL, man, not PGMOL. I'm just sick of the decisions. I thought you lot were really harshly treated in the start of the season. We've overtaken you for BS.
Mate, No, I'm not.
I'm not having it, Dave. I'll give you sympathy, but it's gone to ridiculous levels with us.
Okay, do you want to give us some examples then?
How long you got? Seriously, it'd be quicker to tell you the decisions that went our way.
Me, you, and the world, it's no problem.
All right, so the Liverpool one, did you see that one recently? where the ref drop balls it back to Liverpool. They go down the other end and score, even though the ball should have come to us. No Hawaiian shirt today, Jimmy. Jimmy, it's too cold, Jimmy. It's too cold. But yeah, get your stuff from Foco. Yeah, if you're a Wolves fan, hook up with Dave's link. But yeah, so you got that one. You've then got in the West Ham game, we should have had a penalty. Even if you look at the Spurs game, although I don't fully agree with it, Maddison should have been sent off. Chat, help me out. There's so many more I could go through. We had, just name a team and I'll tell you how they screwed us.
Well, okay, Chelsea.
No, we beat Chelsea. You can let that one go. Newcastle, we should have had a penalty against Newcastle in the home leg to go 3-2 up. And that didn't happen. So we got screwed with that. You've got, and then what did Forest go and do? They go and do the stupidest thing I've ever seen and hire Mark Clattenburg. Mark freaking Clattenburg.
What's that all about?
I don't know. I literally don't know. I'm still sitting here saying every time a VAR decision goes against us, I'm like, is he stealing a living? Is he meant to be like running onto the pitch? Is he meant to be now reffing the game? Nothing. It's just a waste of money. And I don't know what this Clattenburg, he's been on bloody Gladiators, mate. What's he doing anywhere near the City Ground? I don't get it.
Turn up with a little black and white striped Gladiator referee's outfit as
well? Trying to do his John Anderson impression, man, from back in the 90s, you know? It's like, what is he doing?
Mate, let's just go on to the Wolves one at the weekend. The
equaliser against
West Ham. I mean, what did you take of that?
You're clutching, mate, you're clutching.
Come on.
I mean, it's like you see them given mainly to the Cartel Six, yeah?
The same referee didn't overturn the Man City one exactly the same.
Look, I'd say you got screwed, but it wasn't the worst one. Like, for me, the worst one I saw was your ex-boy Bolly against Bournemouth getting sent off for winning the ball and then he got stamped on. That was worse than what you had against West Ham.
What about when Mario Lemina got sent off for being the third person to walk up to the referee?
That was funny.
Got sent off. It was a third person rule that only applied for Wolves.
That was funny.
And then it was gone a week later.
But I'll tell you what, the worst one you had was against Sheffield. That penalty was horrific in the last minute, and the Man U one. Those two for me, you got absolutely
basically NFL'd him.
Yeah. Telling you, if we're gonna sit here measuring, you know, our things, then I've got way more inches than you on this, mate. I've literally got an incident.
Go back to last year as well, so I can dig them out as well. But anyway, let's not. We've talked a lot about VAR. I think it's really good to speak to a fan of another. You know, another fan base that aren't in the top six that are basically seeing the same thing as what we're seeing. And West Ham have had a bit of a bad run, but I think they were slightly higher up in the table than us, so they got the benefit the weekend. And a lot of the West Ham fans came on and were like, we've had a bad run as well, but like, I can't believe we got one go our way. So I open in a Wolves thing and we get another VAR decision the weekend and it gets like we score a perfectly good goal.
So Dave, what happens this weekend? Like, the refs are going to be so confused. Are they going to try and screw us or screw you? And does that cancel each other out and end up being a fairly ref match?
Or will they just put it into quarters or, you know, 22 and a half minutes rotate or halves? I'm not sure, mate.
That's going to be interesting.
Do we swap colour shirts at half time to confuse them?
Exactly, yeah.
Now, we're having a laugh. We're having a laugh, of course. I mean, Wolves are, you know, I mean, I think at the start of the season, you were probably, you know, like a lot of us were expecting Wolves to really struggle this year.
I had you going down.
You did. You had us going down. But you're not on your own, mate. You had us going down. What have you made of Wolves and Gary O'Neill?
Look, I've said to you, he just looks like a PE teacher. I can't help it, right? I know he's done a good job and fair play to him for what he's done. But a manager has a certain look about them, right? He still doesn't look like that manager for me. But that's just, you know, that's judging a book by its cover. But I think the turning point for him was when he went on Monday Night Football a couple of months ago. And he started talking tactically and showing how you were playing these weird diagonal things and what have you. I was like, maybe he's upgraded from, you know, a primary school PE teacher up to maybe secondary school. Now, he was looking quite sharp on what he was saying. But I've got to give him credit. I'm not going to say, you know, he's the second coming or anything. But if you look at what he's had to deal with, like you lot selling your players to comply with the corrupt PSR rules, and then him being chucked in last minute and what have you, you know, towards the end of the summer window, you kind of got to respect what he's done. But I still believe there's a section of the Wolves fan base who, if you scratch under the surface, they probably agree that he's not sexy enough, man. He's not sexy enough as a manager, but he's doing a good job. And I think while he's doing a good job, he will get the Wolves supporters back in. But if he starts slumping, probably, you know, this season's done now. You lot are on the beach. But next season, I think, will be the interesting one with him. And I could see, if he started off slowly, a few of the fans turning on him.
Mate, I'm not being funny, but like you had the second coming in Steve Cooper and half your fan base turned on him as well.
Oh, that was my fault he got sacked, by the way, apparently.
If you got the blame? Were you like...
Of course I got the blame, man. Of course I got the blame. But like, you know, I make the decisions at Forest. Well,
You weren't very excited about Nuno when he first was coming either, were you?
No, I was. I was very excited that Nuno was coming, especially after I spoke. Yeah, after I spoke to you as well, I was like, you know what? Dave usually talks sense every now and again. He made a lot of sense in what he was saying. And yeah, the problem with us football fans is we judge what we see on the pitch and we forget what's happened before. And that's our prerogative to do so. You know, you can't take anything away from Gary O'Neill. Look, joking aside, he's in for a shout for me for manager of the season. He has to be. With the limited resources you guys had, with the way he's got you playing in certain games and what have you, I think you are way, way ahead of where I expected you. I mean, I had you down, so you're definitely ahead of where I had. I think had you not messed up in this recent run, there was an outside chance of maybe some more European football for you guys, but I think it's maybe just out of grasp now. But you got to respect what he's done.
Yeah, no, I mean, we're on 42 points. We had, with seven games to go, we had 41 in the whole of last year. You know, I mean, we could have had another point, and West Ham, we're now 6 points in front of us. We've got a game in hand. I think European football probably is going to be just a little bit too stretched, but mainly, you know, we've suffered really badly with injuries to our forward line. When you've got like 4 out of 5 of your forwards out, it's going to affect any team, to be honest. And, you know, the goals has been something that's going to be, there's been a bit more difficult to come because we've had a lot of pace and we've lost a lot of that pace, and we're still going to have people out for the weekend. Kuna's back.
Of course, yes.
Played a couple of games. He hasn't started. He's still not fully match fit. There's a potential that Wang and Dawson might be available for this game coming up. We'll find out more at the press conference, I guess. They're close. Dawson was on the bench against West Ham. And obviously we've missed him at the back of the defence as well. He's very experienced. But, Wang definitely won't start. We've been playing academy kids up front. We've been playing our left backs up front.
He's been looking good, ain't Nouri, man? Even when he put, I thought he's been good the last few weeks.
He is so, so skillful. He's quick, he's skillful, his ball control is unbelievable. He's incredible. His skill level's unbelievable, you know. He's still young,
isn't he? How old is he? He's about 21, isn't he?
Yeah, he's very young. He's destined for big things. I hope we keep hold of him in the summer.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
But like, you must be probably, as a Forest fan, right, really looking at this fixture and thinking this is a real opportunity for 3 points. I mean, obviously, we're going to come on to the the break in the FFP rules and all the rest of it in a bit. But you, looking ahead to the game, you must be targeting this, and most of the Forest fans must be thinking, yeah, we're facing a Wolves team that you think we're going to be in flip-flops on the beach. We've got, like, a lot of our team out injured. You're at home. There's going to be a big expectancy, I think, on the Forest fans to turn Wolves over. Is that probably the general feeling?
Some of my lot in here, I think they are, right? I'm not allowed to predict a Forest win, because every time I predict a Forest loss, Forest win, apparently, because I'm such a jinx with my predictions, right? But you are right. It's not so much, look, I can only speak on my behalf. It's not so much that I think Forest are going to win. It's Forest have to win now, man. We've got you, then we've got Everton away. That's going to be a huge game. Then we got Man City at home. People call that a free swing, don't they? They might as well call them Man City free swingers. But and then we've got Sheffield away, Chelsea at home, and Burnley away. That's it. That's all we've got to play with.
But you've got destiny in your own hand. Everton,
yeah,
Sheffield and Burnley. They're all going. I know they're away from home, but like, you play better away from home sometimes.
We've won since we've been back in the Prem. We won 3 games away from home, man. One last year against Southampton, who were atrocious, yeah, and we still look crap then. And then 2 this year, Chelsea away, and what was the other one? Newcastle. Nuno, when he came in for Newcastle. That's it. 3.
Home record's pretty good.
It's getting better. It was, we had a period from, I think, last April until early on this season where we were undefeated at home. The atmosphere's dropped a little. It started to come back in the last couple of games. But yeah, I feel that we have to get our points at home. If we're going to stay up, we have to beat you, and we have to get, we have to beat Chelsea. Yes, we got Sheffield and Burnley away, who are as good as down, yeah? But it's just the worry of the Forest.
I don't think Burnley are as good as down. I think they've got something still going for them. I think
they had to beat Everton, man. That Everton loss, that for me.
It was a bit of a sucker, but Everton had 2 points, another 2 points taken off them.
Yeah. So I think, look, for me, it's not we have to beat you, but we need to beat you. Yeah, it's not.
How many points is going to be enough to stay up this year?
See, I've done the maths on this. I reckon it's going to take between 32 and 34. It depends if Luton just would start to give up. They're just doing my head in.
I can't see them.
I mean, they're such a pointless team.
They're like a little terrier dog. They just won't let go. They keep going. And you know what? They've got, you know, their team spirit is incredible. And, you know, you talk about Gary O'Neill for manager of the year. Rob Edwards, if he keeps them up, he's going to be in contention as well.
No, he's too good looking to be manager of the year, mate, with that. All this full head of hair and all that. Yeah? You need, look, Luton for me, had they lost to Bournemouth the other week when they were 1-0 down, that was them done. Yeah, they weren't, that would have broken them. That's just given them life. They've got Man City away this weekend. And that's the other reason why Forest need to beat you guys, because we got a better goal difference than them. Hopefully Man City can tonk them, man, like 6-7, 25. I'm more than happy. And that will give us that virtual point. And that keeps us, if we can beat you and they get tonked, we're technically looking at a 4-point difference, even though it's 3, but you know what I'm saying with the goal difference. And then really from there, it's match their results, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. But then you've got to take into account the extra 2 points you've got coming from your FFP after your appeal.
Yeah, that may be, you know, that would be nearly as many points as we've had away from home.
I mean, I was surprised that Forest have appealed that, because, I mean, you probably know more about it than me. Obviously, you know, they gave you the 4 points rather than the 6 because of good behaviour and the way you'd dealt with it and how open you are, and they took that into consideration. Going for an appeal, they could turn around and go, well, you could come back with a 6-point deduction.
That's all wives' tales, mate.
Is it?
No, but you see that only with like red cards, and if you appeal a red card and they do that. For me, the thing that stands out to me is that the Premier League didn't appeal the result. Yeah, so Forest had the option to appeal it. The Premier League had the option to appeal it, to basically say it wasn't harsh enough, They didn't. They didn't take up the appeal. If could you imagine if they added two more points to Forest? Then Forest are going to reappeal that one, and we're looking way past the end. We'll find. We'll go legal courts and stuff. There are avenues.
You can't. The thing is, with the appeal process, I think Forest 4 points. I thought fair enough, and I think most Forest fans probably went 4 points. That's okay. We can handle that. You've had more points taken off you from VAR decisions, probably, and the same as us.
True.
You know. So, you know, Wolves haven't breached FFP, but we've still lost about 8 to 10 points off VAR decision if you add them on as well. But when you go for an appeal process, they obviously can keep it as it is. They can reduce it like Everton. I can't see them doing that because, like, they've already been quite lenient, really, compared to the Everton thing where they gave them a 10-point. Or they can say, "Well, we locked you the 2 points off because you complied, and now you're moaning about it. So we'll give you the 2 points back." That's another option that can happen. You see, it's the same. Well, why are Everton, you know, moaning about the extra 2 points that they've got as well? It's like, and they're appealing that. It's like,
yeah, but the beauty of it is, Dave, is that. What I think Forest want to do is win it on the pitch because we can withdraw the appeal at any point. So I think what you'll see is, let's say we do beat you, and let's say some miracle we beat Everton as well, actually win a game away from home, put ourselves 6-7 points clear of the drop zone. Forest will just pull the appeal. That's what will happen. I think they're using this as a backstop, you know, break glass in case of emergency. But it's very, very unlikely that we would get more points added to us. We spoke to Kieran Maguire about it. He was like, you'd have to really be unlucky for that to happen. Well, either they would withhold the appeal.
He's a football finance expert, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah. He said either they'll withhold the appeal, or he reckons Forest will probably get a point or two more taken, as in given back to us. So it's worth the appeal. As Jimmy says, we got Nick DeMarco, the lawyer guru, probably charging us about 10 grand an hour or whatever he is.
Yeah, isn't he the guy that's bought in Mark Klattenberg?
Marinakis did that. I love Marinakis, but still. Let's not talk Klattenberg, right? But let me ask you this question, Davey boy, right? If you, because, you know, Wolves are scouts honour and all this, good boys, sold all your players in the summer to make sure you played within FFP. Let me ask you this question, right? If you could go back and you could keep Neves and you could keep matey boy that you sold to Man City, yeah? And who else did you sell in the summer?
We sold a lot, but they were the main two. Was the rest were just like...
All right, those two. Let's stick with those two, right? Would you take them back as a 4-point punishment, thinking they could have probably gained you maybe 7 or 8 more points over that?
No.
Why?
I love Neves. Really love Neves. Absolutely love the guy. I'd love him to be still with us, but like, we were so reliant on Neves. We've got a better midfield, and this is a controversial thing. We've got a better midfield, I would say, without Neves, because I think we were too reliant on Neves as one individual. Would I like him to be in and around the midfield that we've got now? Probably. As regards to the other guy, what's his name? I've even forgot his name now. Mateus,
what's his name? I've gone blank.
The guy that went to Man City, he was a snake, so he could go. So absolutely not.
You're vendettas.
Man City, the only thing that he's done is break his finger. We got Tommy Doyle.
Nunes, that's it. Nunes.
That's it, Mateus Nunes. We got Tommy Doyle for 4 point on loan and to buy in the summer for 4.3 million. Would I swap Tommy Doyle for Mateus Kuna? No, absolutely not.
Yeah, but you hold grudges. What would the Wolves fans say?
That's what most Wolves fans would say.
Yeah, all right.
Mateus Kuna, down tools, sod off. It's like any player that stops training to try and get a move, you don't want him at your team. It's like, we got 40 something million for him. Thanks very much. And Tommy Doyle, cheers. And how often has he played for Man City? He's just been a bench warmer. And the best thing that he's done is broke his finger.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you get my point, though. You get my point. Are those two players worth more than 4 points? is what I'm saying.
Well, you know, as I say, it is what it is. You cannot say because you just don't know. We got 41 points with Neves in our team last year. We've sold a load of players and we've got 42 points this year with 7 games to go. So you tell me.
Yeah, well, you got Gary O'Neill, isn't it?
And we've had at least 8 points taken off us on VAR.
I don't know. I think, look, the point I'm getting to here is that I think there may be teams this summer that look at it and think, like, I don't know, let's just say, who's a mid-table team? Like a West Ham, right? They may look at it. Like, pretend West Ham were in financial troubles or close to it, and they needed to sell a Bowen or a Paqueta. For them, it's better to take a 4-point hit or a 6-point hit, knowing that they'll probably move from 9th to 11th. Do you know what I mean? I think there'll be a bit of that going on this summer.
You know what? Do you know what? It's an interesting point, but it's all ifs and buts. There's no guarantees in the Premier League. There's no guarantees.
You can this say, is where we have our channels.
We'll take a 4- and 6-point dunk, and then they have a terrible Premier League and they go down because of those 4 and 6 points. You just don't know because it can happen to anybody.
That's look the beauty at Chelsea. Of football.
Chelsea has spent how many million? Billion?
Billion.
And they're like 10th, you know, and, you know, struggling. Anyway, what are Wolves going to face when we turn up at the City Ground at the weekend? I mean, how are Forest going to set up?
Look, I'm hoping against hope that we do what we did against Fulham. Yeah, that for me was Nuno being Nuno. Like, it's what we saw at the start when he came in against Newcastle and Man U. The sharp play, get the ball out wide, get it into the city, probably get hit with 30 points.
You've got to laugh at that, Andrew. He always makes me laugh.
He can't. 9 points. Portsmouth, always the backstop for Portsmouth. But yeah, I think looking at it, for me, he has to do what he did against Fulham and really go for it from the start. Because Fulham are similar to you in terms of league position. They're like, I'm not saying you won't be up for it, but Forest should be more up for it because more is, you know, it's life and death for us.
3-0 at half time, weren't you?
Huh?
3-0 up at half time.
3-0 up at half time. And I still was crapping myself because this is Forest. You just never know. So I'm hoping that happens. What I'm hoping Nuno does as well is stop messing around with the substitutions or doing the substitutions wrong. Because I got to ask you about that, Dave. What was he like with substitutions at Wolves? Because he's been rubbish with them at Forest.
A little bit frustrating sometimes with the substitutions. I do remember like the FA Cup semi-final when we were 2-0 up and he basically took all our creative players off and we sat back and we got stung and then had nothing. I think it's a big regret. You know, I mean, you know, you've got to understand that, you know, Nuno at Wolves, he took over. He's like the equivalent of Cooper.
Yeah.
Forest. Yeah. He took us from nowhere to 2 seventh place finishes, a European Cup quarterfinal, an FA Cup semi-final. We were 5th in the Premier League when the pandemic curtain came down and Tottenham. Mm. And, you know, we've just beaten Tottenham and then it was a break and everyone got all their injured players back and we didn't have a lot of injuries. It was a small, tight squad. And then the pandemic hit. He wanted, you know, things changed behind the scenes and it was tough for him away from his family. There was a fallout with Jeff, I think. Some of the fans started to, just like at Forest, was that sort of, he needs to go. Other fans were like, no, we stick with him. And then obviously it was announced he left and it was a real like, kind of a mourning really when he went because he was so loved and so revered by the Wolves fans. His next step was Tottenham. He was on to a loser straight away. He was about 10th choice. They never wanted him. Obviously, he's gone to Saudi, won the league there. You know, fair enough. Forrester bought him in. He's, you know, he'll always be honest with you. He'll talk to you about, like, the solutions. He'll talk to you about making you
proud. That's his favourite word. That's his favourite word, solutions.
It is his favourite word. We'll find solutions. We want to make the fans proud. He says all the right things. I don't think he's got as good a team with Forest as he had at Wolves. Obviously, he hasn't had a proper pre-season either. So, you know, he hasn't had all that. But he's more of an arm-round the sort of like player, but he's also a disciplinarian as well. So he tries to get them mixed. You know, if he keeps you up, you know, hopefully you'll have a good summer and you'll be stronger for it. The big question is, are you staying up? Do you believe?
If you asked me after Fulham, I'd have told you we were winning the league. If you asked me after Spurs, we're finishing bottom. If you asked me again after Wolves, if we've beaten you, then yeah, I'm whipping out the Foco Hawaiian shirt, beach party and what have you. Look, my heart and my head both say we've got enough to stay up, man. We just need Luton to just know their role and just go back down to the Championship where they belong. Ideally, though, I want Brentford down because I can't stand Brentford.
I'm not a big fan of their manager either.
Oh, don't get me started. David Boy on him. Yeah. But look, the reality of it is it's either Forest, Luton or Everton. That's the reality of it with a long shot on Brentford or Palace. I think if we beat you this weekend, we will stay up because we've got the free wins, if you like, against Sheffield. And then we got Burnley on the last day of the season and we've got the goal difference on Luton.
Can you imagine going to Burnley on the last day of the season and whoever wins that stays up?
Don't you? You know what? I did I did my projections for the season. And it played out that we could end up going into that game needing a point for Luton to between Forest and Luton. So that worries me because it could be on a goal difference swing. And then that reminds me of when we blew it against Stoke and missed out on the playoffs a few years ago. So there's all kinds of nightmare scenarios. My best scenario here is we beat you this weekend. We get a draw with Everton at least. And then we beat Sheffield and then it's beach party time. And that's it. But my heart says, yes, we stay up. My head actually does as well. But I'm telling you now, if you beat us on Saturday, ask me again, it'll be a completely different answer. It's just a roller coaster, man. It's a roller coaster.
It is. So on that point to finish off our chat, what's your score prediction?
I am not allowed to predict a Forest win.
Because
now you're buying into their crap. Predict
a score on your own channel. On our channel, it's different.
Yeah, but there's double agents in here going to tell my life.
Yeah, but it doesn't count because it's not on your channel.
Yeah, and I got Paul saying, hey, you know, you need to control the conversation, not me. And there's Jimmy. He's about to clip it. Oh, God, man. Come the on, pressure man. You put. Come All on. Right, fine. Forest will win.
A score?
3-1.
3-1. They heard it here. So Wolf is going for Jimmy, a 3-1.
Jimmy, go away.
A 3-1 Forest win. Fantastic. Mate, listen, it's been absolutely...
Wait, what are you saying?
Well, you'll have to wait for my preview for mine.
Oh, it's like that, isn't it? You just throw me to the wolves, quite literally, yeah?
And then Paul told me I've got to take control of the conversation.
And then you just go, hey, Paul, get out. Oh, I'm back, sorry. Paul, get out. He started listening to you. I don't like this.
Oh, man. No, seriously, funny enough, I'm going to be in the Forest fan park before the game. I'm going to be on stage at the fan park.
What are you performing?
I say we'd meet up, but you don't go to the games, do you? Because you've got the watch along that you have to do. But
yeah, no, the rest of the FFTV boys will be there. I'll give you their details.
Yeah.
Wait, you're performing? Cool. You're whipping out the old guitar? What are you doing?
No, I don't know. It's just like a fan park chat thing or something. And they asked us to if we go, and they're going to give us some food and a few drinks and just a chat about the game in the fan park. So, yeah, kind of looking forward to that. So, any Forest fans that are there, come and say, yeah. Come and say hi when we're there. Fantastic.
I'll get my boys to get down there. And also, remember, MGW will score.
Well, we'll see, won't we? We'll see.
Yeah, playtime, baby. Playtime.
Fantastic, guys. Wolfie, how can people find you?
Just go on YouTube at Forest Fan TV. If you like the banter, it's me and Dave. We're always going to banter. But yeah, we'll be doing a preview on my channel as well. And I'm going to put the sword to Dave on it as well. Really, if you want to know what he's really thinking, guys, come check it out. So we'll be doing that shortly as well. So yeah, go give us a subscribe and make sure you're liking Dave's videos and subscribing on here as well, because he's an absolute legend.
Apart from the team he supports. It's always good laugh and a good banter with you, mate. Nice one. Okay, guys, thanks ever so much for watching. Leave your thoughts on what Wolf has had to say in the comments section below. Go out and check out his channel. We will be on there soon as well. All the best, mate. And from us, always Wolves.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates are already booked in for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.